You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
It is Executive Lounge time, and this week's executive is a seasoned and decorated South African, not only having lived in South Africa, but having lived abroad as well. I'm joined in studio by board member of the International Women's Forum of South Africa, Me Busisiwe Memela Kambula, to take a look at her life and get to know her a little bit better. Me, lovely having you on the show. Thank you so much for coming all the way to studio to come and see us. What was it like growing up with 8 siblings?
Sure. It was an interesting time, particularly because as one who was in the middle, I had to bring up my younger siblings. I remember a time when I had to carry my youngest brother when we were going to school, who didn't have shoes at the time. So I had to put him on my back and take him to class and leaving him in the classroom. So it was an interesting time.
Some might not know this about you, but you actually spent more than 5 years in exile during the apartheid times. You came back to South Africa as a veteran, having lived outside the country at a very, very difficult time. How did you come back and make that transition into the boardroom and into the corporate space, so to speak?
I must say that I continue to be filled with gratitude for the fact that I had a privilege of being able to work in the underground movement, but also at the same time be able to go to school, which therefore meant that when I came back, I would be able to have an opportunity to begin to build a career. So when I first came back, I went and worked for the ANC for about a year. And then I thought, is this it? When everybody was preparing to go to government, I thought, is this what I need? Is this what I want? And I thought there's areas which I would like to learn and know about, and decided to go to corporate and went into banking. And at the time, it was a very interesting project that I went to, because it was in a space where the PAM Bank, which many of young people would not know, had lent money to our people. And many did not even understand what mortgage was all about. And many of the houses had been repossessed. So I started my banking career as a collector. So I had to go and visit Bogogo and say, Gogo, you haven't serviced your mortgage. What is it that we can do? Fortunately, at the time, we had a program where we could support people whose houses were repossessed and make sure that they can get their houses back. Because Ugogo would say to me, what? Talking about my house, you can take your two-room and garage. You can take your two-room at the back. This is my home. I'm not going to leave my home. So it was a very interesting space to be, but a very exciting time for the country at the time. So, yeah, we were building and we're all excited about building this new South Africa. And I think we're all excited about finding new solutions to the problems of the country.
Mebusi, looking at South Africa today, what would you say continues to be, we know some of our challenges, but what would you say continues to be some of our strengths? As someone who has seen the private sector, the public sector, we're now seeing this merge of public and private partnerships. We're seeing a coalition government that's finally found a way to work together. We're seeing a very different picture, I imagine, to how you remember growing up in South Africa. What would you say is South Africa's strong point at this point?
I think our strength as a country is our people. And what is exciting is that our leaders in the country understand what needs to be done. And the key is for us to work more with each other. I remember a time when we're focusing more on the public-private partnerships, and we're making things different, just like the program that I spoke about, where the banks together with government came together and say, how do we solve this problem? And I think if we can do more of that, we can be able to navigate some of the challenges that we have as a country. We can be able to make sure that our boys get jobs, because they are the ones that are mostly affected. They are the ones that are standing in corners. And we can find solutions as a collective. Only if we work together and we understand that it's only together that we can build this country and create the better country that we were all fighting for, because we always argued that South Africa was going to be a different country from what we had experienced in other African countries. Mm. But I think we got into a bit of a rut, but we can get out of it.
Mebusi, are you reading anything at the moment? Is there anything that's got you hooked at and you can't just put down at the moment?
Actually, what I'm currently reading is a lot of books on coaching. There's a book that was written by one of the young coaches who is at Gibbs, and the book is about coaching diaries. So she talks about her experience in terms of the clients that she's had in the past and what processes she put in place to be able to work with those clients. But the other interesting book that I continue to put next to me is the one which is the person that sold his Ferrari. Forget the title properly. Mm. But because it talks about one knowing oneself, because that's the challenge that many leaders actually have, is if you don't know who you are and whose you are, then it becomes a challenge, because you can easily get lost in wherever it is, where either is it a corporate or is it government, where people are making demands that are unreasonable or wrong demands on you. So the key is knowing who you are and whose you are.
What would you say, before we run out of time, is your message to the youth of South Africa? We've wrapped up Youth Month. We're in the process of wrapping up Women's Month. There is a very clear need for a stronger next generation, as somebody that has been fundamental in helping shape the current South Africa that we find ourselves in. What would you say would be your message to the youth?
It would be, don't wait for anybody to create a chair for you. Pull the chair, even if whilst being in that chair you will not get paid, because you will learn. Pull the chair and make sure that you are on the table. Having come to the table, make sure that you create your own space. But as you create your own space, you create your own space by making the table longer, by supporting others, whatever it is that you know, because we all have some kind of skill. You support others. And beyond supporting others, you make sure that you also can be a contributor in the economy, whichever way you can.
Contribute towards the economy. That is how we build the economy. It is a collective effort that we all need to be a part of. We'll have to leave this conversation on that note. Thank you so much to Mebusi Siwemela Kambula for joining us in studio for this week's Executive Lounge.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.